Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A lot to get to today, not the least of which is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks, coming up top of second hour, part of what's on tap today, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets on this Wednesday.
Why not Wednesday out at Side Pockets? Why not grab a juicy quarter-pound cheeseburger served with fries for $5.95? Yeah, we got Haney and a couple of different KU sports to talk about with him. You and I can play. Well, we're going to play, whether you like it or not. We're going to play a little college football week 9, 1 to 10. You were less than impressed with a bunch of them last week, and I think you're going to change your tune this week. I got a fair amount of good games to change your mind on in second hour college football.
Sure.
I'll tell you how the Browns are the anti-Patriots, and now they have to play them. We'll talk about that in just a second. And we also want to remind you to go to KFHradio.com. Once you get out of your car, stream us at your desk, cube, or workplace. And while you're there, don't just gloss over this. That's an award-winning website, according to the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. So you can get all kinds of cool information, news, sports news by Ted the Sports Head, and much more at KFHradio.com. We're thrilled about that website, and you can do more than just go stream the show from there, which we certainly encourage you to do. Coming up this week in the NFL, we've got the Browns and Patriots. And first of all, regardless of what you think about who the Patriots have been playing, which there's something to that. The teams that they've played haven't won many games. But the Patriots have outscored their opponents by 175 points. They've allowed 48. They have two shutouts. And they have 22 takeaways after getting six on Monday night against Sam Darnold. Bless his little heart. They have 18 interceptions. And Sam Darnold said he was seeing ghosts.
Yes, he did.
And he was. And first of all, I feel bad for him that made it to the light of day because he was mic'd up.
Don't mic him up.
But I don't think that's also an indictment on Sam Darnold. Like, ooh, that's bad that he said that. That sounds like he's overmatched. No, the Patriots are a damn good defense, and they tricked him over and over again.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing. And then Adam Gase is getting all irritated that remark ends up seeing the light of day.
Yeah.
How about showing up with your football team? How about showing up? I mean, my God, Adam Gase is. How does Adam Gase stay gainfully employed? How'd Miami work out for him?
Well, yeah,
and now he's with the Jets.
Get rehired again? Yeah, after the Miami.
Good Lord.
Thing. I don't know. He must know more than he's proven as a coach. He must be great in an interview. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's really good supposedly really good offensively, right?
So, yeah.
But so, 0 points the other night.
So the Browns have got the Patriots next in Foxborough. And Odell Beckham Jr. to GQ, after being traded to the Browns, said, quote, I plan on being there for the next 5 years and trying to bring as many championships there as possible. And he went on to tell Cam Wolf of GQ. In essence, he wants to turn the Browns into the new Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Odell, that's your vision for the Browns. But and this criticism that he wants them to be the new Patriots, but it's laughable how things have happened since he got there. And it's not his fault. But this year, Baker Mayfield has regressed. He leads the NFL with 11 interceptions, 11. And the Patriots have 18 themselves. And last year we saw, under Freddie Kitchens, Baker Mayfield sling it around in a good way, but kind of like Brett Favre, he's got a bad gun slinger in him too, which clearly is rearing its ugly head with the 11 interceptions through six games this season. But the Browns have not only become, but they are the anti-Patriots. And this is maybe less an indictment on the Browns and more of let's appreciate what the Patriots have done and are continuing to do. They've won six Super Bowl titles since 2001, three times as many winning seasons as the Browns have over that span. Mm-hmm. The Patriots have legendary continuity, one coach, one GM, and five different starting quarterbacks since 2001. The Browns have 10 coaches, nine GMs, and 27 different starting quarterbacks since 2001. That's kind of hard to do, to have that many starting quarterbacks since 2001.
Sure.
The Patriots find value. They drafted Tom Brady 199th overall in 2000. The Browns drafted Spurgeon Winn before Brady got taken. And this season is no different in virtually every other way. And here we have again, Bruce, where Cleveland's got to go to Foxborough. And we've talked about this before. What was it, 2 weeks ago? With, who was it, Josh Allen? But anyway, the Patriots are 28-0 at home in the regular season against starting quarterbacks under the age of 25. Cleveland's currently a 10.5-point underdog. And the Patriots have won 19 consecutive games against first- or second-year quarterbacks. Browns have a chance to make a real statement this weekend. Is there any way in hell they can do it?
Well, what kind of statement? Because there's two ends of the spectrum.
I mean, win the game, I guess. I should have said.
I know that's what you're saying, but I'm going the other way and saying, yeah, they could make another kind of statement. And it's one that they've tried to avoid making this year with not a lot of success. Is there anything more disappointing right now than the Cleveland Browns in the NFL? From a standpoint of all the bombast and all of the you know, chest thumping and everything that was coming out of them this summer, is there anything that's less impressive than what the Browns have done to this point? Browns look like the Browns, don't they?
They were 18-1. Something like that, odds to win the title. Now it's 150-1.
Well, they need to get to relevance. I mean, anybody that plays the Patriots, just by the fact that they're playing the Patriots, not by anything that they've done, have a chance to make a statement. But the Browns aren't relevant yet. Now, maybe in their division, they're relevant. But that has more to do with the lack of prowess in their division. The Browns could make a statement. They could. But they're 10.5-point underdogs.
Yep.
Not much is expected from them.
They've lost
20. I'm not betting on them. How about you?
They've lost 20 straight as a double-digit dog. So how about this? And then we'll move on to some other things to look forward to in the NFL. Tom Brady could lose 403 consecutive starts and still have a better winning percentage than the Browns since 2001. He could lose every game until he's 67 years old, and the Patriots would still be better than the Browns since 2001. And again, this is apples to oranges, this comparison here, but I just figured we'd revisit this when Odell Beckham Jr. says he wants the Browns to be the new Patriots. Well, look at all the ways the Patriots are the Patriots, with the value, with not turning the ball over, with continuity, all that stuff. And the Browns have none of it. None of it.
Mm.
And don't the Browns have oodles and gobs more talent offensively than the Patriots do? And it's not, I don't think it's close.
No, I don't either. The Browns, to me, they're a potentially talented collection of players who have proven collectively nothing. It looks good on paper, and it may end up looking good on the field at some point. But you got a lot of guys there that just have that have done nothing, that haven't proven much on the football field. OBJ.
And to having said all that, that doesn't mean I don't like the Browns. I'm okay with the Browns. I like that Baker Mayfield.
I don't hate him.
The way he is, there's nothing wrong with Jarvis Landry. He's never done anything, you know, to make me not like him. And frankly, Odell Beckham Jr. is not the worst guy in the world either.
No, I have no problem with any of them.
Yeah.
They just haven't done anything.
Correct.
I mean,
and they've done,
that's what I'm talking about.
They've done worse than do nothing. They're 2-4.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that gets Freddie Kitchens in really hot water. That he kind of resurrected the offense when he took over last year, and now they have even more weapons than they had last year, and they're regressing. And Baker Mayfield's kind of at the front of it. Kirk Cousins gets his revenge game on Thursday night. They play the Redskins, and he couldn't be hotter right now. And it's funny that it coincided with him apologizing to Adam Thielen after Thielen kind of aired him out in the media 3 weeks ago.
I got to tell you, I like Kirk Cousins.
I do, too.
I like him.
I do, too. And I felt bad for him kind of at the time, and I think he's handled this, at least publicly, just as beautifully as you could. And I think he realizes.
Hard to imagine it being handled better.
Well, I know. And I think he realizes that as good as Dalvin Cook is and Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, he's the face of the franchise because he's the quarterback. And boy, he's gone high road. He's done nothing but go high road.
Mm-hmm.
And now Thielen's hurt, which is kind of ironic. And since the apology, he's thrown 10 touchdown passes in the Vikings' 3-game win streak, which was on the heels of that apology to Adam Thielen for his poor play.
Yeah. Well, maybe the Astros need to take a page out of his book and man up the way that he has. Now, it's a totally different thing, and I understand that. But from a standpoint of accountability, Kirk Cousins has handled it as well as you can ever ask anyone to do it.
Yep.
I mean, first thing he did was that he admitted that, hey, they're probably right. They're right. Here are the issues that I'm having, and admitting them, and now going about correcting them.
Even if he didn't believe he needed to say anything, he did it anyway. You know.
Yeah.
Could have gone to Adam Thielen personally and, you know, just gone into a broom closet and say, what's your deal, man? What's the problem? What, you have a problem
exactly.
with me? What is it? But he went to the media and, like you said. And
played it front door, man. So,
and they play Thursday
and
night.
Now he's,
and he's been way better in the Redskins' collection of quarterbacks since he left. And some of it's due to circumstance and injury. But Alex Smith, Josh Johnson, Mark Sanchez, Colt McCoy, Case Keenum. That's who the Redskins have been rolling out there since Cousins went to Washington.
All right. New Hampshire is on Shane's mind. Gee.
Yeah.
After yesterday's conversation, not surprising, and he's come up with a fairly entertaining and interesting Twitter question for us today. That's coming up next. And then top of second hour, Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. Fred VanVleet had quite a debut last night with the Toronto Raptors. We'll talk about that. The NBA is tipped off. All straight ahead as we continue on this Wednesday edition of Sports Daily.
Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.